John Kerry arrives home in Boston today on the eve of his acceptance of the Democratic presidential nomination. The candidate holds a midday rally in Charlestown, Massachusetts. Later tonight, he'll attend a Boston Pops concert after running mate John Edwards delivers his acceptance speech. NPR's Scott Horsley is with the Kerry campaign.
Kerry is expected to be met in Boston by some of his old Swift boat crewmates from Vietnam. Together, they'll travel by boat across Boston Harbor to a noontime rally at the Charlestown Navy Yard. Yesterday, Kerry was in another Navy community, Norfolk, Virginia, where he again stressed his military credentials while standing in front of the impressive guns of the battleship Wisconsin.
This is a great display of the power of our military arsenal and our ability to be able to stand up for freedom and our principles. As president, just as I fought for our country as a young man, I will never hesitate to use force if we need it.
But, Kerry added, America's military strength should be used wisely. And he says that means building alliances that isolate extremist enemies, not the United States itself.
And the strength of the president is to understand that America is stronger, and it is not a sign of weakness to work with other countries. It is a sign of strength. We need to bring people to our side.
Even though Virginia hasn't picked a Democrat for president since Lyndon Johnson, Kerry believes his record as a decorated Navy officer will help him win over some of the state's many veterans and military families. Some veterans, however, have not forgiven Kerry for his anti-war activism after Vietnam, which they believe dishonored his fellow servicemen. Yesterday, Kerry was backed up by Lee Gunn, a retired Navy vice admiral, and by Skip Barker, a fellow Swift boat captain from Vietnam. Barker, who's now a lawyer and cotton farmer in Alabama, says he'd feel safe entrusting young lives to Kerry because Kerry's been tested by what he called the crucible of combat.
When you end up putting your buddy in a stretcher to be helicoptered out on his long trip home, you inevitably have a question, and it arises in your heart, and it is, was it worth his life? John Kerry knows that question. It's part of his soul. And he will get that answer right before he sends my grandchildren and your children to war.
From Norfolk, Kerry traveled to Philadelphia, where an afternoon rainstorm cleared up in time for an outdoor rally that drew several thousand people to the steps of the city's art museum, made famous by the Rocky movies.
I tell you, I may not have run up the steps, but I'm going to win the knockout punch, and I'm going to win the championship.
But Kerry says Democrats won't win the November election simply by talking to each other. In what's become a regular refrain at Kerry's campaign events, he urged the crowd to talk to their neighbors, their friends, to try to win over voters who might have different political views. And he sent the Philadelphia crowd on their way with a hail of fireworks and a shower of red, white, and blue confetti. There will likely be more confetti and more fireworks awaiting Kerry at the Fleet Center in Boston. Last night, though, it was his wife Teresa's turn to address the convention. As his stepson Chris introduced Teresa, Kerry settled back in his Philadelphia hotel room in stocking feet to watch.
Smart, funny, and wise. If, as her son, I can be any two of those things in my life, I'll be lucky.
That's great.
Kerry says he's gotten mixed advice on his own speech, which he'll deliver tomorrow night. Teresa tells him to include some detail about his proposals. His daughters tell him to keep it short. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Philadelphia.